pregnant woman will be able to find out earlier in her first trimester whether her fetus is at increased risk for Down syndrome. The study was presented in New Orleans at the annual meeting of the Society for Maternal Fetal Medicine, NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
As it is now, when it comes to detecting Down syndrome, would-be mothers are divided into two groups, those under 35 and those over. Those under 35 receive a blood test which measures certain proteins in the mother's blood. Women over 35 are encouraged to have the more invasive amniocentesis, where fluid surrounding the fetus is removed and tested. Both tests are highly effective at predicting Down syndrome, but both are given during the second trimester of pregnancy, when the woman is already 4 months pregnant. Another test involving part of the placenta can be done at 10 weeks, but it's also invasive. Researchers at Columbia University wanted to know if less invasive tests during the first trimester would be as effective. They enrolled over 33,000 pregnant women. The women received two tests when they were just 10 weeks pregnant. One was a blood test, the other an ultrasound of the fetus. Researcher Dr. Fergal Malone is a professor of OBGYN at Columbia University.
An ultrasound scan that's done in a doctor's office between 10 weeks and 13 weeks, in which they look at the fetus, and they measure how thick the skin is at the back of the baby's neck. Turns out that the thicker the skin at the back of the neck, the higher the chances of Down syndrome, while the thinner the skin, the lower the chances of Down syndrome.
Malone found that the combination of this test along with the mother's blood test was nearly as effective in predicting Down syndrome as tests now done in the second trimester. But these new tests are done a lot earlier, which means if the fetus has signs of Down syndrome, women can make the decision whether to end their pregnancy months earlier and in a more private manner. Dr. Mark Evans is an OBGYN who practices at St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital in New York.
When you're 11 weeks pregnant, nobody looking at you is going to know you're pregnant unless you choose to tell them. When you are 20 weeks pregnant, everybody and their brother knows it. You've already felt the baby moving. The bonding process has been accelerated. And consideration of termination under those circumstances is certainly more traumatic than having to face the issue earlier.
In this study, the women didn't just have the two tests during their first trimester. They all also received the second blood test, the one that's routinely given now. Researcher Dr. Fergal Malone says the combination of these three tests was by far the most effective at predicting Down syndrome, with an accuracy rate of 94%. Malone says the findings show that a woman's age is an outmoded gauge of risk, and in the future, if women have all three tests, no matter what their age, they should have a clear idea of fetal risk for Down syndrome and whether they should go ahead and have the more invasive amniocentesis. Dr. Malone.
Many patients are interested in minimizing their chances of needing an amniocentesis, because they're worried about the risk of miscarrying a normal baby because they did an amniocentesis.
Current thinking is that the risk of miscarriage after amniocentesis or after examining part of the placenta is less than 1%. In any case, many women should now be relieved, especially if they are over 35, that these invasive tests may be necessary only when all three other tests indicate a risk of Down syndrome. Patricia Naiman, NPR News.